The Nanilchik River is quiet Wednesday evening, but listen closely and you'll hear it. Little anglers seeking fish as big as they are.
Fish! Come on.
Well, quit moving your poles.
There's a fish. There's another one. There's a fish. Okay.
Cambria and Jonas Nations of Nikiski are casting where the ocean meets the river. It's youth-only fishery day on the Nanilchik, and they're looking for kings. At least they will when they can settle whose line was caught in whose first. The Board of Fisheries created the Nanilchik Youth Only Fishery in 2016. There are several others around the state this summer, too, including 2 days at Homer's Dudiak Lagoon. Kids 15 and under are always allowed to fish, but Lower Cook Inlet area manager Mike Booz says youth-only days give kids the opportunity to cast without competition from more experienced adults.
Fishing on these streams down here on the Lower Peninsula can have fairly large crowds at times, which would make it difficult for, you know, kids to be able to just get to fish and learn how to fish.
Little anglers aren't required to fish with a permit, though they must record their harvest. They're allowed one king salmon each day. But this evening, Carter Stevens isn't seeing much of a turnout. He's visiting from Montana with his dad and sister.
Well, I think a fishy swam by and hit my lure because there was like a big thumpy.
What are you doing now?
Waiting for Daddy to untangle my line.
His favorite fish to catch is a halibut. Today, he's looking for kings. They don't seem to be biting. The Nations aren't having much luck either, but their parents say it means a lot to them that their kids enjoy fishing like they do. Booz says that's part of the point of the kids' days.
I think these youth-only fisheries provide kids, you know, an opportunity to have a positive experience with, you know, going to fish in these streams, particularly for fishing for big king salmon.
By 8 p.m., Cambria and Jonas have finally untangled their lines. Holding fishing poles twice their size, they run toward where they've just seen a fish jump. 8-year-old Cambria casts.
Oh my God, okay. Cambria. Keep reeling, honey.
She doesn't catch anything yet, but she's still got a lot of years to hook her perfect salmon. The next youth-only fishery is June 17th at the Seward Lagoon. Anglers of all ages can participate in the hatchery-only king salmon fishery on the Nanilchik, which starts June 16th. While the king salmon runs in the inlet haven't been strong, Booz says the hatchery supplementation program should help with poor wild runs. The Department of Fish and Game stocks the Nanilchik with 150,000 smolt annually.